brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number three, continual election coverage. We'll have even more news for you tomorrow. That'll be a very important broadcast, because then we'll have the meat and potatoes evidence of what's been going on, but it's following all the same indicators we've seen in the past of massive concerted election fraud being conducted in key battleground congressional districts by the neocon forces and key Senate races. Let's continue with your calls. Michael Rivero riding shotgun with us in the shower. Bev Harris coming up in the next segment. Brad in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Brandy, I can't seem to read this right. Brandy, sorry, go ahead.
I was just calling to report that I thought that in 04, the election of 04, I was on the ground doing the Video Army, Video the Vote documentation. And because of all of this, the disenfranchisement in 04, I think that's affected the turnout of 06. I mean, yes, it was a presidential election, but I also feel that this election has been publicized as being just as important in a lot of other ways. And so I think a lot of people who would have voted if they had felt their voices had been heard in Ohio in 04 would have come out again this year, and I don't think they're coming out for that.
Yeah, you think people are giving up?
Yeah, I do. I absolutely believe that.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I haven't given up because I'm here talking to millions of people, but I'm not voting here in Travis County because I really believe there's no voting here. The county clerk, I've said she steals elections. She got caught in 98 doing it. It was even in the paper. Double counting ballot boxes, falsifying signatures, breaking safety seals. There were complaints to the state board, and they said, well, she did all this, but it was an accident. You know, that's kind of like robbing a bank is an accident. Michael Rivera?
Yeah, the problem is the system as a whole, because on the few times they catch somebody red-handed, the investigations get stopped. There was a very good book written a few years back called Vote Scam by two brothers named Collier, and this goes back to the pre-electronic machines, and they uncovered massive vote fraud in Florida, and they took all the evidence into the Secretary of State, who basically blocked any investigation at that point, and I believe that was Janet Reno at the time.
Yes.
So the problem is, it's like the old saying about none dare call it treason. The government is not going to do anything about vote fraud because everybody in the government, or most everybody in the government, got where they got by that vote fraud. So they're not going to do anything to change that.
And I'm ashamed of the fact that I'm not voting. Even if it's a fraud, I should, to force them to flip it so I could be involved in exit polls, which nobody ever seems to see. I mean, I think you should still vote, folks. I'm just so busy fighting the New World Order that, and I do vote sometimes. I just who knows? Maybe I will go vote today. Maybe I've still got time. I'm just going to be so busy researching the election fraud when I get off air, write articles about it that I, Mike, are you voting?
Yes, absolutely, because first of all, there may not be somebody I want to vote for, but there's always somebody I want to vote against. And second, I'm just going to make those vote riggers work that much harder.
Absolutely. You know, it is important to vote. In fact, I need to go vote. Okay, anything else, Brandy?
I just wanted to thank you for getting the information out to as many people as you can. Your program is a diamond in the rough, and it's very important that a lot of people get to hear this information because they can't hear it anywhere else.
Well, thank you. I'd rather hear that I'm a diamond, but I'll take diamond in the rough. I probably am a diamond in the rough. Okay, thank you so much for your comments, Brandy. We'll break, come back with Bev Harris, and get to more of your calls. Toll-free number to report on what you're seeing locally in your precinct, your area, your congressional district, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you ever missed that number, it's posted on GCNLive.com. Michael Rivera will be riding shotgun with us through the rest of this hour. 55 minutes left, but it is important to get out there and take part in the process just so you can witness what's happening, just so you can report back to what you saw. It's very important to be involved in exit polls. It's very important important to volunteer for the elections. You know, I saw Pat Buchanan winning, I have to say, 60% of the vote in the Republican primary in 96, but then that night he only got 8% of the vote in Travis County. And I saw it. I saw the ballots. I read them. I looked at them. I talked to others who were looking at them. So I've actually publicly, you know, announced that I think Dana Dubois steals elections. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. Beth Harris is not doing any radio interviews today, but she decided to come on this broadcast. I'm very honored. I know she's a very busy lady. The new HBO film debuted last Thursday. It's aired several times. I haven't had a chance to watch it on the web. You can see it at JonesReport.com. We have a link to the Google video. Hacking Democracy. The voting machine documentary Diebold Didn't Want You to See is the article we wrote about this yesterday. Aaron Dykes did a great job. Riding Shotgun with us is Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour. Beth will be with us until the end of this segment. She's got to get on her cell phone as she drives downtown. And she'll be on via cell phone with us until about 45 after. We'll also be taking your calls in between. Bev Harris, thank you for coming on.
Well, you know, I'd always come here for you, Alex.
Oh, you're so nice. I want to get into the new film and the great effect it had. But before we do that, you've been analyzing what's coming in preliminary. The Republicans are running around telling us, don't listen to exit polls. They've always been right in the past, but ignore them. And, oh, the rain's going to keep the Democrats out. So we see them pre-spinning. I think ahead of stealing the election, or at least trying to block a total landslide for the Democrats. And again, I hate the Democrats. I'm nonpartisan. Used to be a big Republican. It's just clearly the Republicans are predominantly the ones stealing. We know some Democrats are from your great analysis and others. But give us an overview of what you see coming in today.
Oh, man, you know, it is really scary. There's some stuff that's just, they're not even being sneaky about it now. Cuyahoga County, again, that's Cleveland. It was the one in the film that was always having problems. I'm sorry, they're doing things that there's no legitimate explanation for that I can think of. For example, they're saying at the polling place, they're not allowed to give the results out or look at the results at the polling place or tell anyone the results or write them down. Now, what legitimate reason is there to hide the results at the polling place?
They've already removed the paper. They've already removed the power to recount. It's to ensure that fraud can be done in the dark.
Well, there you go, because it's really important to compare what happens at the polling place with what shows up at headquarters. You know, so in other words, they're going to transport it all to headquarters, and only then,
no more,
when they release it, can people see. That's crazy.
In the past, there was always precinct reporting. That's how they caught them in election fraud 2 months ago in Mexico.
Right. Precinct reporting is a key check and balance. And they're having to go through all kinds of problems to get that in most of the country. But it gets worse. Victoria Lovgren, she runs Case Ohio, or she runs Ohio Vigilance. It's an organization. She called up, she didn't know, you know, she called up some of the people working at the polls and said, why don't you jot down the results there so that we can compare them? And she is being brought up on criminal charges today for doing that, for interfering with an election.
So now something that was always done, what the press always did in this country,
right. The
neocons are saying it's illegal.
Right. I mean, this is shocking. And then I'm getting reports out of Los Angeles that are just ridiculous. In Beverly Hills, of all places, they've got, you know, they go to vote, there's nobody there 15 minutes after the polls are supposed to open. There's nobody there 45 minutes after they're supposed to open. Then they're given a ballot and somebody says, well, we'll just mark a green pen line through this so that we'll know what precinct you're supposed to be in. Of course, that invalidates it with the optical scan. And then one of the poll workers says, well, no, don't do that because that'll invalidate it. And the guy comes over, he says, shh, don't tell him that.
You're at the tip of the spear. You're getting reports in from all over the country.
Oh, these are bad, yeah. You know, another neighboring Hollywood precinct, people are told, every time they put their ballot in, that it kicks it back out and says it's no good, no matter how many times they try to do the ballot. They're told, okay, you did it three times, it kicked it out three times, too bad, so sad, go home. And it's not just one person. At the same time, other people this is happening to.
So now they're just not allowing people to vote and keeping
them
closed. We've got in Ohio, in Indiana, the polls are closed.
Oh, my gosh, Indiana. Tell me how this happens, that every single voting machine in an entire county decides to go on the fritz at once. I mean, you know, I just have a question. I don't see that happening too often in an entire county. You can't even get all the traffic lights to go out in an entire county at once.
Bev Harris, continue, please, with the other info you've got. I mean, we're here trying to track the news right now as it pours in. We're posting it all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know at BlackBoxVoting.org you are as well. I mean, this is like trying to drink out of a fire hose set on high.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm not posting a lot of what I'm getting in because I'm going to be doing some special things with it afterwards, but yeah, there may be some surprises coming down the pike here, but I will tell you that let's even now look ahead to what we should expect.
Well, let us in for a moment. Well, hold on. Let us in on some of the surprises.
Well, you know, I've been getting a lot of interesting reports that are very diagnostic, and I know exactly the serial numbers of the machines that happened with. And so in the public records request this time, we're going to be able to compare what they give us with very specific information with dates, times, and serial numbers of the machines. And
that way they don't just give you some other machine.
Oh, yeah, and it better match because they don't know which ones we have the photographs of. You know, this is the tip of the iceberg because I'll tell you what, when the polls close is when the fun really begins. And we're going to see tonight around the country memory cards go missing. Remember, those are the ballot boxes. In Cleveland, in the primary election this year, 70 of those went missing. How many times with hand-counted paper ballots did we hear of 70 ballot boxes going missing, and they never did account for them, and people go, oh, well, it's a glitch.
Yeah, I mean, LBJ got caught red-handed just stealing one ballot
box. One, I know. I mean, this is amazing. But we're going to see that again. We see it in every election where these memory cards, PEBs, what have you, go missing. We're going to see more votes than voters again. It happens every election. One thing you want to watch for if you've got a county elections division that's putting results up as they go is we saw in Memphis, Tennessee, the vote totals going down as the precinct count went up.
Unbelievable. What area of Tennessee was that?
That was Memphis.
Unbelievable. I want to bring Michael Rivero in, who's one of our analysts here today. Mike, I know you probably got some important questions that I haven't raised for Bev Harris.
Well, actually what I have is a comment. First of all, Bev, my congratulations and sincere respect and admiration for blackboxvoting.org, and I link to your site on a regular basis and try and send some traffic. Getting back to hacking democracy, HBO is running at a very great amount of times today, and I just put a link at my site going to HBO's schedule.
Good, good.
So if people haven't seen it, they can get in. It is a wonderful documentary. I can understand why Diebold was upset about it. When the polls close tonight is when the fun is going to begin.
That's right. Tomorrow is going to be the really important broadcast, folks. Be sure and join us, Bob, and maybe Bev Harris can pop in then again. Bev, talking about the film, they really tried to block its release, so they wanted a disclaimer. HBO, home box office, told them to take a hike or go fly a kite. Give us any inside intel. You know, you're one of the prime movers behind the film, one of the central people in the film. Tell us about some of their attempts to block its release.
Oh, yeah. Well, HBO is one of the American heroes in this, too. Remember, this was a dangerous film that no one wanted to air. There were multiple attempts to kill this film. And it was made by a couple of independent filmmakers out of Great Britain. They had no money, no financing. And HBO stepped in and said, we believe in this film and we are going to air it. And they stood up to Diebold. Diebold, get this. They send in their lawyers and tell and demand that HBO pull it from the schedule. They list this whole list of supposed factual errors. Then it turns out that none of those things were even in the film. And
it was straw men.
Never seen the film.
It was, so it was straw men.
Yeah. And then they managed to get press. The press that doesn't check anything dutifully reports that the film is full of errors. It turns out nothing that they reported was even in the film. But this is the kind of games that are played.
Yeah, they build straw men. Popular Mechanics did that to me and others. They claim that I said things I never said.
Right. And it's so frustrating because they get the press for the thing that you never said.
But here's the deal, Bev. They don't have any credibility. Newspaper circulation is rocketing downwards. Our credibility is exploding. You and I, when I first started interviewing you, 5 years ago, I've been covering this for over 10 years. You were a corporate crime investigator. When you started investigating it, most people thought we were nuts. Now in major polls, 90%+ believe there's election fraud being orchestrated from the highest levels.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing is, when there is a power grab, the thing that always knocks them down is they underestimate the people. They think people are dumb, and guess what? People are not dumb. They have amazing creativity and common sense.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to insert a comment here about getting the mainstream media, the TV news networks and newspapers to objectively report on hacking democracy is really impractical, because if you think about it, they are the owners of the Voters News Service or
That's
whatever
right.
they're calling themselves this year. So they've got a hidden agenda at work there. They're not going to want to talk about anything
That's
that
right.
points out voter fraud, because they're part of the problem.
That's right. In fact, Bev Harris, tell folks about the new incarnation of Voter News Services.
Well, you know, I'm not sure there is an incarnation. They tried to turn it over to Battelle Memorial Labs for a while. That was, and then they bailed out because they, I don't know, they flubbed the 2002
These
election.
Are just secretive groups that tell us what the results are, and it's always proven to be a fraud.
Yeah, it's like, why do people just think that because someone says it, that it's true, but they keep doing this? I mean, actually, it's kind of funny now, because you watch it with the Democrats and the Republicans, and they go, well, the Democratic poll says they're going to win, and the Republicans go, no, our special numbers say we are. And you think, well, why does anybody believe anything?
And the press doesn't ask where Rove gets the numbers. NPR finally did, and he said they were secret.
I know. It's like, well, so that could mean anything, couldn't it? In other words, it could be a cover story for you're going to do something bad at the polls, which really is happening, too. This is no joke. I'm getting really sick of these guys.
Bev, what do you think about the pre-spin that the rain's going to keep Democrats from voting or third party, and that don't listen to exit polls, they're not accurate?
Well, there's pre-spin on the whole business, and then there's post-spin. And I think we have to, as citizens, look for the fact and separate the wheat from the chaff and just, you know, tune this stuff out. Look at it like advertising.
Bottom line, they're saying, just trust us, let us use secret machines, when their own engineers have quit and gone public saying they were hired to run frauds.
Right. I mean, just trust us is what you do in a communist or fascist country, not in a republic like we have.
Bev Harris, Michael Rivero, stay with us. We'll reconnect with Bev during this break right now via her cell phone and talk to her as she multitasks driving downtown to do some business. We'll be right back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Michael Rivero, Beth Harris with us. Dave in Minnesota, welcome to the airwaves, sir, during election fraud 2006.
Hey, everyone. I just want to say that, you know, we really need to get everyone out there to vote. And while they're voting, even if, like, we're having problems with the polls, people need to take pictures with their cell phones. People need to record this stuff and, like, demand the right to vote. And there's no way we can hold them accountable if we have no evidence. hold them accountable with after your election. I really, really, everyone just really needs to go out there and vote.
Sure, more evidence is needed, but we've already caught them. You know, it's like if you caught somebody with five dead bodies and then you think they're the suspect in the next killing. I mean, we've caught them. Now it's about educating people about the fraud, and people are now watching and listening, and they're seeing fraud on a massive scale today. Michael Rivera?
Yeah, absolutely. The fraud is established fact, especially through Beth Harris's website. We need to educate the American people that it's happening, and more to the point, we need to educate them that they need to do something about it. They can't sit there and wait for somebody to come and fix the problem for them, and obviously they can't vote the problem away. And it's going to take activism, it's going to take direct action to get our voting system back under control. And that's something a lot of Americans don't want to hear, but that's, you know, what has to happen next.
And we've already leapt the hurdle of getting people to believe and be educated and informed with the facts that there is orchestrated election fraud by the big four companies and others right now. Go ahead and finish up, Dave. I'm going to go back to Beth Harris.
Yeah, I just want to tell everyone who finds problems, please report to CNN, even if they aren't reporting it. I mean, they're saying they're going to, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, go vote.
Thank you. Yeah, you should also not just report to mainstream outlets. You should call into radio talk shows and talk about what happened to you, not just this one, but other ones. Neocon, liberal, you know, freedom, it doesn't matter. You should also report to Bev Harris and Vote Rescue in Austin and form your own group. You know, do what Vicky Karp did here in Austin. Bev Harris, how important is it for people to not see you or me or Mike as the leaders, but for them to go out and form their own groups?
I'm so glad to hear that, because that is exactly it. We can't wait for someone else to do it. This is too big of a problem. It's systemic. And it's unrealistic to think that any one person can fix it. And if they could, that would be dangerous, because all you'd have to do is get rid of that one person.
Well, we have the cat out of the bag that there's orchestrated fraud going on by this criminal elite. Their hubris shows they're just going to go. People say, well, will they steal it again? Well, of course, that's why they're in control. Where do you see this collision as the people wake up and the establishment just doesn't give a rat's behind? What do you see happening in that titanic, colossal juggernauts colliding?
Well, one of the secret weapons we have in the toolkit that we have online, we have a citizen's toolkit at blackboxvoting.org. But what we know, that toolkit shows people how to engage with their government. But what we know is they're going to hit a brick wall. That's the hidden part of that toolkit, is they're going to try to step out and discover just how much control they've lost.
They're going to see the guiltiness and the corruption and the threats. They're going to find out what we've learned.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes you just can't tell people. I'm like that. Someone tells me, and it's like, show me. You know, and
you've got to be baptized in it. That's a key point. You need to become veterans of the fight, whether it's for land rights, the Second Amendment, the borders, the electronic voting machines, the 9/11 truth movement. That's a key. Mike, you want to comment on what she just raised?
Yeah, we're basically at a point in time where we need more citizen activists. And everyone says, well, you know, who's going to fix all this thing? I say, you are. You're going to have to fix it. Yeah, there's no Lone Ranger coming. You know, Batman is just a fictional character. You know, Superman's a guy in a tight costume. There are no heroes coming. If you're going to make the world a better place, you have to do it. And
right.
You have to start today.
Yeah, change starts in the mirror.
Right. You know, he hit it on the head. I like that. I'm going to steal his little quote.
Well, you know,
you are welcome to it. You don't have to steal it. It's all yours.
Well, that's where change starts. And again, we've leapt the big hurdle here. The most 90-plus percent in major polls, some are 95, some are 92, some are 91, show people don't believe these machines. I mean, we've won the battle at waking people up. Now how do we get these zombies moving?
Yeah, and we have to be careful. You can't wave a magic Democrat over it, you know. You can't pass a special legislative package and just make it better. The missing ingredient is citizens. You have to oversee your own government, folks.
Well, that's really it, and it's also an indicator of just how corrupt this current elite, this oligarchy is, that they've got the chutzpah, the nerve, the will to engage in orchestrated massive frauds.
Oh, yeah. They don't even try to hide it sometimes, you know.
Yep. It's their hubris that's going to undo them, and they're underestimating the people. Final segment with Beth Harris. More of your call straight ahead. Michael Rivero going through the bitter end with us. Stay the course. We got 30 minutes left in this Election Day coverage. A lot of coverage tomorrow as well. You'll want to be sure and keep it locked into this same station. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
To defend the Republic, resurrect it. It's on the gurney. We're trying to use defibrillating shock paddles to get the heart going again. Only you can save the country with God's help. Welcome back. We're going to let Bev Harris go here in just a moment because she's in monsoon-type weather driving down the highway. I don't want her to wreck and die here without the New World Order, you know, having to get her themselves here. We don't want to do the New World Order's work for it. So we're going to let her just finish up with about a five-minute comment, and then we're going to go back to Michael Rivero, let him have a final question for her, and then just continue taking calls from the loaded phone lines and recap some of the top stories as the clear pattern of election fraud orchestrated by the White House, and some Democrats control their own areas and are doing it too. But the lion's share by the Karl Rovian neocons. Beth Harris, just recapping key points or any other facets you haven't covered with us in the last 30 minutes.
Retaliation is increasing. We just mentioned about the Ohio professor that they were trying to arrest for checking the results. We now have an elections official in Utah that was fired because he had the machines checked. Stephen Heller, the gentleman in Los Angeles who was so courageous, allegedly leaking documents that were very devastating to Diebold. He is now facing up to 5 years in jail, despite the fact that Daniel Ellsberg himself says that the leak of those documents was as important as the Pentagon Papers. We actually had a guy in Colorado who was arrested for throwing a teabag at a voting machine. I think there's going to be more of the same. One of our directors, board of directors, was arrested for trying to watch the vote count in San Diego. You know, it's not, I don't want to intimidate people because you need to get involved, but there's probably going to be a phase where it gets very uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, we're going up against a criminal system that's trying to steal our right to vote and give us all the tyranny that comes along with a society where the people have no control. And your phone was cutting out on that first one. Recap the person being criminally charged for simply trying to get exit polls. Tell us their name. Give us the details. We're going to write this up, Bev.
Her name's Victoria Lovegren. She runs OhioVigilance.org. And it wasn't exit polls. She was simply trying to find out the results on the poll tape at the
election. I mean, that's really what exit polls have always, I mean, that's a type of exit poll. By that, I mean the precincts have always released
right.
how the votes are going. This is standard.
Yeah. Now, with all this retaliation going on, what we have going for us is that we're still pretending we're this lovely democracy, as we call it, and we're telling the rest of the world we've got this lovely election system. And as long as they have that image going, we have leverage.
Well, again, there has been a major wake-up call. Is there any other intimidation we should know about? I know you've been intimidated quite a bit. Diebold tried to threaten HBO to not show the big film you're
right.
in, Hacking Democracy. You've had some intimidation in the past as well.
Yeah, I have had as well. That's true. I didn't talk about it a lot, but you know, perhaps the scariest thing was they were, actually, I got a death threat just last week when the HBO thing came on.
What did they say to you?
I hope you die a horrible, awful, slow and painful death. We're going to get you, that kind of stuff. But it's always anonymous, cowardly.
No, I understand. I've enjoyed that as well. And always, in fact, a lot of times I'll be tired, don't want to work 18 hours a day, and I get a death threat, and I go, that's it. And, you know, I see their propaganda, and it just actually empowers me and all the COINTELPRO hit pieces. They also have people acting like they're in our movement. I've noticed they've been attacking you, myself,
right.
Mike Rivero, and others. They have a lot
right.
of COINTELPRO operatives posing as good people.
Oh, absolutely. There's actually a guy. You know, there's another John Dean. There's John Dean of Watergate fame. But there's a John Dean, a different guy, named the same thing. And he has made it his business to track down these phonies who are infiltrating the movement. And he's actually made some headway. He was able to help us identify one guy, a guy by the name of Rob Pelchay, who is actually working for Diebold, but he's running around the Internet under a whole bunch of assumed names. Posting libel against all kinds of voting activists. You know, it's easy. They just put on fake names, give themselves five or six of them, and say whatever they want.
Well, I mean, it's like Jeff Gannon. They even put these fakes up with fake names in press conferences. And again, a lot of them pose as activists that are on
right.
our side.
Right.
But it's not working anymore.
Right. This is what's so great about the fact that lots of different groups have started up using their own common sense. Because
yeah, they can't infiltrate all our groups.
Right. That's why it's so important not to try to just march down one line.
Now, last year, too, didn't you find out they paid a group to be investigating you as well?
Yeah, that was actually Diebold. It was a guy that worked for Diebold. We finally followed him to work. He was so stupid, he called himself the HTML Ninja, or the Diebold Ninja. And he actually caught himself on his wife's webcam posting libel against black box voting. We went to his house, because he put a picture of his house on his personal website, and followed him to Diebold. doing better than the guy.
You know, that's racketeering and harassment. Why don't you sue these bastards? Are you so busy fighting them on other levels you just don't have the time? Because, you know,
yeah, there's X amount of time in the day, and a lawsuit, to do it right, you've got to spend a lot of time on it.
Well, you know, that's something else other activists can do. When you get COINTELPRO to harass, you can sue them. That's a job for other people to do. I've had to sue a few people, and one each time, and somebody's even gone to prison over it here locally, and another person's about to go to prison over it. And that's put in the paper, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll send you to prison. Don't worry, you're going to be going to prison. More, you're going to, and it's going to take just a few more of their people going public about how they were hired for fraud. They're very close to going under. That's why they're getting so desperate. I want to let Michael Rivero ask you any final questions. We're going to let you go, Bev.
All right.
Okay, not really a question, but a story that broke today, and it's on my website, is the parent company of Diebold. Or Diebold, I hear it both ways. But basically, the company that makes the safes and the ATM machines is seriously considering closing their voting machine division because there's been so much negative publicity that it's harming their overall corporate brand.
But what they'll do is sell it to a subsidiary. We've got to expose that one, too.
Or maybe we can buy ourselves and fix all the problems.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that is fabulous news. Bev, comment on that.
Well, you know, that's fabulous news. We do need to vote them off the island. But we still got election systems and software out there, which has managed to escape pretty much unscathed. And they need a hard look, as to the other two major manufacturers, Partner, Civic, and Sequoia.
Man, who is the worst? Who is the worst of the big four, big five companies?
It's really hard to say. I have a nasty feeling that Diebold is the best of three.
So really, they may just be the best known, but not the worst. So it's kind of a motley crew of piratical characters.
But I will let you know here on your show, Alex, that I have now got a hold of the software of the other three major vendors, and we'll be releasing it.
Oh, is that an exclusive you're giving us?
It is. I haven't said it on the radio yet. I've said it privately.
Unbelievable. You've now gotten the software of the other big three. Can you want to say the names, or...?
Yeah, Lexus Systems and Software, Sequoia, and Hart InterCivic.
You now have the code of the other big three. Okay, the big four are now exposed. Bev Harris, I salute you. I want to get you back on this week for just a little 10-minute report tomorrow, if we can. Thank you for spending time with us. Where are you going downtown right now?
Oh, I'm going to be on CNN shortly here, I guess.
Okay, Bev, we'll be watching. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Folks, you're getting the best coverage here with Michael Rivero, Bev Harris, all the callers. We're about to go back to the calls. I think her point is so central that you need to do the things on their checklist to go down and just ask questions politely and be treated like a criminal to discover how criminal this system is. And think about the intimidation and Diebold with their spooks out there attacking people that stand up against them. I mean, this is mafia tactics, Michael Rivero.
Yeah, but always remember, because we went through the same thing back when we were trying to get the Vietnam War shut down. The first few people who stood up, yes, they got arrested, they got thrown in jail, but soon there were so many people standing up, they can't arrest them all. They don't have enough people, they don't have enough jail cells, and the bottom line is, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but as long as we tolerate liars and cheaters in government, we will always have a government that lies and cheats, and the only way we're going to stop it is when we, the people, will walk into our government buildings, grab the people we've caught lying and cheating, and kick them out onto the street hard enough to bounce twice, and make the cost of cheating and lies outweigh the benefit. When we do that, the lying and cheating will go away.
Well, you're right.
And
some people think that if you just ignore corruption, oh, it's normal. No. Corruption grows. And you end up with $4 trillion almost missing from the Pentagon in the last 8 years. You end up with FEMA camps. You end up with bid rigging and no-bid contracts and corruption. I mean, folks, it isn't just election fraud. It's all the tyranny that comes with it, Mike.
Yeah. Absolutely. Unfortunately, when a government starts to go bad, it will eventually go all bad because everybody's trying to get their cronies in. They don't want the whistleblowers around. laws get harder and harder to find crooks in government, and we get to a situation like we have right now where the people are afraid of the government, and it really should be the other way around. The government should be afraid of the people. That's what keeps the people free. But the first and foremost thing is we've got to get honest elections back, because without honest elections, nothing else we do will really make a difference. All the protesting, all the peace marches, all the ribbons tied to our car antennas, none of it will work if we don't have a system of honest, verifiable elections in this country. And I want to end with a comment that I put on my website all the time, which is that if a government cannot prove the accuracy and honesty of the elections by which it claims authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government or to pay its bills.
Say that again.
Okay. If a government cannot prove the accuracy and honesty of the election by which it claims authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government or to pay its bills.
And for 20 years, as we exposed the election fraud, myself for 12, you for more than 12, Bev for 5, they called us kooks and conspiracy theorists. Now everything we've said has been proven. Now we've won the hearts and minds of the people. Now will we be able to wrest control away from these criminals? But I am seeing some of the arrogance drain out of their faces. I'm seeing fear now by the people in government. I mean, look at the neocons jumping ship and now stabbing Bush in the back.
Well, fear is good on one hand, and on the other it's bad, because a cornered animal is the most dangerous animal. Like I said, my highest hope is that the U.S. government is simply going to fall apart the way the USSR did. That's the best possible option, you know, with the least amount of upset and bloodshed. I think there's a very good possibility it's going to happen. If it doesn't, it's inevitable there's going to be a collision between the government and the people, and it's going to be a violent one.
And by the way, the mainstream media keeps it very quiet, but it's in major regional papers. Three states right now are seriously looking at secession. And look, the feds seceded from the U.S. I want to have the states secede, then in a new federation reconstitute the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights culture. And I think that things are getting so bad, Mike, that we need to move towards breaking up the country to reconstitute it.
Yeah, that may definitely happen. We may see it actually balkanize into three or four smaller countries. But the bottom line is the path that we're on right now cannot last forever. We're heading toward a crisis of some sort.
We're going to take calls here in a moment. I want you to stay with us to the end here. Stay the course, Mike. But before we blitz through some calls, I had the former chief economist World Bank on a week and a half ago, Joseph Stiglitz, and he talked about how the globalists are seizing the roads. This is part of the New World Order. It is to fund it. The trans-NAFTA highways, we are going into receivership. We are bankrupt. They have doubled the money supply. They're about to double it again. A bunch of foreign governments, the Canadian press today is real mad, saying they're giving them fake job numbers, fake stock market numbers. I mean, even the world is now recognizing that it's all fake. How long can this, I mean, the real estate market bubble is starting to implode. How long can this illusion, this vapor, this projection by these projectors continue?
Well, they're continuing it mostly by deception. There was an article came out yesterday, no, I'm sorry, came out this morning, where long-term financial strategists are saying that the official government figures of unemployment are being revised so much and so often.
Yeah, the word
that
was
no
nonsense.
Longer trustworthy.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not trustworthy.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
So, and that basically means that the numbers that we're all looking at to base our decision on how well things are going, they cannot be relied upon anymore. Certainly we know that one of the most important numbers for economic understanding, the M3 cash aggregate, they stopped publishing it entirely a few months back, which means that the average American investor, business owner, homeowner doesn't know how much total cash is in circulation. And that is a direct measure of how much inflation is really going on.
And the last announcement we had was a doubling in the last 6 years and a doubling in the next two, and then Bernanke made it secret. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically what it is it's very common for an incumbent government to flood the economy with lots of easy cash going into an election to try and make things look good. And it was possible to do this because we had this exploding real estate market that was acting as a cash sink. So the cash would flow out from the Federal Reserve, would circulate through the economy, was being dumped into these new real estate purchases that people were doing, and so we didn't see the signs of inflation because we didn't have too much cash chasing too few goods and services.
And now, despite that cash inflation, we have a 17.4% in the last period drop in overall prices of real estate.
Yeah, and when that cash sink is no longer available, all that excess cash is going to really catch up with us, and we're going to see a
really
major leap.
Exactly. You noticed 3 weeks ago when they announced that the real estate had dropped, you noticed that suddenly the stock market jumped because that's the last cash sink left. You actually have a currency devalued by more than half, chasing the selected Dow 30, which is staged at another level, and so the stock market's really now below 6,000.
Yeah, absolutely. The stock market has become the new cash sink. They're running it up as high as they can, not only to absorb the surplus cash, but also because it's been a favored political banner of the economy going back to the Clinton years.
Yeah, let's go to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Let's go to a quick one-minute report from Vicki Karp here in Austin with Vote Rescue. Vicki, what's the new intel you've got on the problems?
I have too much more in Austin right now. I do have a few more bits for you regarding around the country. In terms of numbers of complaints filed with so far within certain states, I've got in Pennsylvania 841, New York 399, Michigan 313, North Carolina 239, and on it goes. 2-hour delays in Utah using electronic machines. We've got vote flipping in Missouri, and then we have a right-wing talk show host, Laura Ingraham, telling her callers to jam the Democratic voter complaint line with crank calls.
So we have open, now we know they have fake calls, harassing calls, acting like Democrats by computers being made, total racketeering, totally illegal. Now Ingraham is engaging in illegal activity on the radio?
It sounds like it.
Okay, Vicki Karp, stay there. I want to briefly get a little more a recap on what's happening in Austin. Michael Rivero going with us to the end. Help us push Terrorstorm to number one on the Amazon charts. Buy it right now at Amazon.com. Get Terrorstorm right now. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2, continual election coverage here with the other great hosts like Jack Blood coming up next here on the GCN Radio Network. Please help us drive Terrorstorm to number one. It's getting close to leaving the top 100. They've been playing all sorts of tricks. Get in there, buy a couple copies. It's $11. I mean, you can't beat it, $11.19. It's my new film, Government-Sponsored Terror, totally documented, available at Amazon.com, links on InfoWars.com, or get America Freedom to Fascism for $19.95. We have it in stock, and get Terrorstorm for $9.95 with it if you choose. Also available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Real quick, Vicky Karp, recapping what happened, what's happening, the reports you're getting here in Austin, Texas. I'm going to take three final calls.
Yes, we had a report of some machines that would, it turned out that they were machines that never would start up in a Westlake district this morning, and apparently they just set the machines aside, and to the credit of our county, they did not allow Hart to come in and fix them. As far as I know, that's against their policy. In Williamson County, they were handing out the wrong ballots, or the wrong ballots were appearing on the screen at Cedar Park High School. And we had a total power outage at the Pan American Rec Center on East 3rd Street, where we have one of our parallel election tables. I still haven't received that update.
One of the few places you've got your parallel exit polling system, and they're just not going to allow anything to happen there. We'll talk to you tomorrow and on other shows here on Genesis. Thank you, Vicky Karp. Let's go ahead and talk to Patrick in Kentucky. Patrick, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex.
Yes, hurry.
They told us on AM radio last week, two weeks ago, to expect glitches due to federal law for all machines to be touchscreen. I'm saying we're in a tight race here in the 2nd Congressional District. I hope Bev checks both this district and the 3rd Congressional District, where I believe we have tight races. And I believe there's going to be some stuff going on here. I'm saying stay out of it. Both parties have failed to protect us in the 90s and with 9/11.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate your calls. You know, Michael Rivero, look at right here in Austin, Texas, there's all these problems. I mean, it's not just around the country. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and it's absolutely shameful. And again, we get back to this issue. We're a technologically advanced nation, and these machines are very, very expensive, and yet we can't make them as, you know, reliable. I'm getting letters right now from people who are saying that not only the touch screens, but even the optical ballot scanner machines are shutting down in
their precinct. And that's the October surprise, is just frying the vote everywhere, coast to coast, and then they just tell you who the winner is through ESNS. Let's go, and through Voter News Service. Paul in Florida, go ahead quickly.
Hello. I voted this morning over in Polk County, Florida, and I was suspicious, so I was watching everything. It was one of those fill-in-the-dot things. I ran a straight party ticket, and I took a look at the machine that you feed it into. It's got a little display screen, and one of the things it displays is how many ballots it's counted. It was early in the morning, and mine said 84. So I stuck in my straight party ticket, and it stayed 84, but took the sheet. And I figured, well, maybe it was just the counter is broken. So I stepped aside and let other people feed in their sheets. And with every one of them, the counter advanced. I told the lady at the desk, and she says, oh, you must have been wrong. You've seen the number wrong.
Oh, yes, you saw the number wrong. We're out of time. I apologize to Bill in Iowa. Call me back tomorrow. I want everybody to call me with your election stories tomorrow. Michael Rivero, I salute your work at WhatReallyHappened.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you next month.
You bet. Go get Terror Storm right now, folks.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than